Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague.
I can't wait for the national talking head takeaways if Trey Lance has a good game tonight. Like, if Trey Lance comes out and looks sharp,
Don't stop me.
You know that take will be out there.
No, it won't.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Strong side to the right. Lance with the snap, throws, end zone, touchdown. Will Disley breaking free in the back of the end zone. And Trey Lance on fourth down gets the Chargers on the board with the first touchdown of the game.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague and Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Happy Friday, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
What is happening?
You know, years ago, Coca-Cola was just humming along. And in the late 70s, they had an idea to create Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke.
Reminds me of Trey Lance last night.
Let me tell you about Trey. The only thing that open needed was some sort of post-game sound or a Collinsworth cut on top of it saying, you know, this Trey Lance guy looks pretty good. I don't know. He's slinging the rock out here tonight. That touchdown pass, layering it between a safety and a linebacker, looking Trey Lance, balling.
You know, Mike, you got to feel good for Trey Lance. It's been rough.
When he came in and led that, they fumbled the opening kickoff, you get an immediate touchdown pass. Yeah. I just started laughing at home. Here he comes, baby.
Then he lobbed that 40-yard pass down the sideline.
Right in the bucket.
Right in the bucket.
Does Trey Lance still got it?
Here we go.
He's only started the craziest graphic of the night last night. There's some wild stats out of the Hall of Fame and all that stuff. But
the amount of starts
he's had. He's had four years in the NFL or 5 years in the NFL?
Well, he got drafted in 21.
So 4 years in the NFL,
so I think
he's made
his
five
seasons.
He's made a total of five starts in 4 years, and he's still younger than Penix and Bo and Shaw and all these different guys who are just entering their NFL careers.
I want to. I actually wanted to start because we'll get into some of the goofiness of last night. We had a legend return into our lives that we hadn't seen in a few years. There was a nice reminder and introduction from last night's preseason irrelevant football game about what is ahead for the season that I think everybody's kind of universally like, yeah, what took you so long?
Where are you at on that one?
But I want to start with kind of a, I don't know if I'd call it a mind-blowing stat, but I want to give you guys a stat and I want to kind of gauge where you're at.
Okay. I love having my mind blown.
It's a very sportsy open here.
Look at us, right out of the gate on a football Friday.
This is a fun fact that I wouldn't say my jaw dropped, but it was pretty close to dropping when I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Did you both know that us right here.
The three of us.
Three of us.
One, yes. Two, three.
There are more people on this radio show right now than are going to be under contract for the Minnesota Twins next year. I I didn't know that was real.
It's that bad.
They have two players next year right now who are going to be under contract next season.
Like, I've seen random posts and articles from people who have basically said the fan base is done with the organization.
Yeah, they traded half the team yesterday.
I knew they traded a bunch of guys away. I did think of my fandom when the Correa trade went down because we would have had 10 years left on that contract had his ankle not flared up in the medical process that he clearly did not pass, and the contract was nixed. Only having two guys on contract next year?
Here's the list of the players. Byron Buxton.
Yes.
Pablo Lopez.
That's it. That's
done.
All. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
Like, I think I read that they were $400 million in debt or something along those lines.
440.
Yeah, and so they basically were saying anybody who makes any level of money will
bye-bye.
See you later. We're not going to pay you anymore.
Pablo Lopez and Byron Buxton are both injured. Christian Vasquez is the highest paid twin on the active roster at
catcher,
$10 million.
Right? That's so bad, dude.
Dude.
How could you be run so poorly? How do you get that far in debt with the revenue sharing in Major League Baseball?
Did the ownership take on the bulk of building Target Field like they have?
Probably. Minnesota's pretty progressive.
I'd imagine, yeah. But I think there had to have been some public money, right?
I think they got some do-re-mi, yeah. But 400. Well,
still, I mean, that was what? At least a billion dollar.
God, it's a beautiful ballpark,
yeah.
Too. David Sampson, our good friend, he does a lot of sports business stuff. Somebody was like, oh, they're under $440 million in debt. They did this for those reasons. And he was like, that's not how that debt works at all. So this isn't even about that debt.
Wow.
This is just
being bad at business. Just horrible.
Blew it up.
According to Google AI, the Minnesota Twins only contributed $175 million to the building of Target Field.
Oh, okay. So they
there you go.
And this article is saying the stadium only cost $600 million to build, which doesn't seem right.
It's not a big venue.
It's not a big venue.
I think it's older than we think, too.
That is true. It has been a while. Been around a while.
I was there 2 years ago, dude. It's
2010. Beautiful. It opened in 2010.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's longer than I would have guessed.
You wouldn't be able to, if you went there, you would not
be able to. So the bonds or whatever
should
be retired on that thing.
Yeah, so they only pay $175.
Yeah, being bad business operators.
God, that's embarrassing, dude. That is absolutely embarrassing.
You got to sell that.
Do you?
I don't know how you get yourself
out. John Fisher, line one, dude.
Yeah, but has he ever been $440 million in debt, though? Like, that's a lot of debt you got to dig out of. I mean, there's ways around it for rich people.
You could sell a percentage stake of your franchise. Like, you can find ways out of it. I'm not worried about debt. I'm more thinking about the team aspect because I don't care about rich people being in debt. That's their rich people problem.
No, that's fine.
But talk about a depressing fan base to have to go through that and no hope on the horizon.
If you just alienated your fan base and you don't have too many other mechanisms to, I can't imagine your local TV deal is massive. How are you going to generate
good luck
revenue if you don't pump more revenue and give people a reason to go to the ballpark or tune in?
There was a combination of really pissed off fans yesterday. I think top of the list had to have been Minnesota because of what they went through.
That was a fire sale of all fire
sales. Just traded everybody away. No hope left for the fan base. Nobody left on contract. That is a mind-blowing stat that there's only two people left on contract. Like,
that is a mind-blowing.
You're a major league team with a nearly 30-man roster.
Yeah.
Like, what? How? There has to
be at
least 10.
Are you going to pull off what the Astros did 5 years ago when they totally tanked for two or three seasons, and then it paid off 4 years later?
My Bravos did that.
I mean, that's what they're going to try and do. The hard part with that when you're $440 million in debt is you don't generate any revenue because people aren't watching your games and people aren't going. Nobody got to go to your games next year.
No.
Why would anybody buy a ticket the rest of the season?
No
so
kidding.
All that revenue's gone. Nobody's buying gear, merch, anything like that. I saw Baltimore fans were very pissed off. A team that was young, up and coming 2 years ago of like, here's the next wave of Major League Baseball. Talk about a tanking team that where it worked.
Yeah, they
made the playoffs
there.
Back-to-back years. They've done nothing this year. They did nothing at the deadline. Your Braves fans were pissed off about not selling off guys. Like, why would you have impending free agents, guys who were going to leave in the offseason and not trade them at the deadline?
Anthopoulos was like, well, we didn't want to lose guys for not enough value.
And you're going to lose them for nothing if you don't re-sign them in the offseason, so you might as well get one prospect out of them.
That's the thing about baseball, though. If you have especially guys on expiring contracts and their rentals, you can go sign them back in the offseason.
Yeah, if you trade them now, you can still go get them back in the offseason. We've
just
seen
that
before.
Well, let's see if we can stockpile this thing and we'll talk to you next year.
Yeah,
talk to you in whatever.
Anthopoulos reminded me of Cronin when it came out that like they didn't trade Jeremy Grant because they didn't get two firsts. They only got one, and I'm like, oh, proper value. It's ridiculous.
We were holding out for a management position.
Though I would say, as mismanaged as the Twins are, and as mind-blowing as it is, that there are currently more people talking to you right now on 105.1 FM than under contract for the Minnesota yes. Twins next year. Did you see the Pirates? I think it's their GM. Did you see the Pirates GM?
What did they do?
So the Pirates made some moves. They made a trade with the Yankees.
They did.
I apologize for not having the full details of
most
who
of
went
their
where.
Trades were getting rid. Were selling off guys.
Yeah, they sent a third baseman to the Reds.
Cabrian Hayes got traded.
They're the Pirates. Dude.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I know.
They're going to do that with Skeens in 3 years.
Yes, they will.
The Pirates guy actually came out and admitted. He says we have access to the better who the best players are. From the Yankees, I'm paraphrasing here, and we didn't, basically he said, we didn't get the best players, but we liked the package we got. And so Pirates fans are like, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
You knew there were a better player or two.
You didn't hold out for those guys.
But you just took the lesser package.
I mean, we got a package, right? We got a package in return from the Yankees.
Their best prospects they had access to, yeah, but they didn't want to go there because they knew they weren't going to be able to sign them when they hit and became...
It's essentially how that reads. Wow. That makes you encourage as a fan, does it not? Huh? Yeah, I'm fired up to go buy a ticket
Get
now.
Get your 2026 season tickets now.
Ben Cherington, he said the Pirates had, quote, access to the players that were ranked higher than who the Yankees had offered for David Bednar.
Bednar, their closer.
He said simply, in referring, they just preferred the package of receiving the number 8 prospect.
It's a bigger package, man.
The number 14 prospect at some low-A baseball
when
player.
You could choose a bigger package, you always take the bigger package. That's GMing 101. Well done, Ben Cherington.
I don't know what's worse, a GM saying, yeah, we didn't get the best players in the deal. Or the Twins saying, yeah, we only got two guys guaranteed next year.
I mean, that's so depressing for all those fan bases, man. It's such a long year, too. There's no enthusiasm going into next season for any of them. The Pirates, it's just depressing because you got Skeens and you know he's going to be gone. The Twins have no hope because there's nobody left on their roster. Like, of all the teams yesterday, man, that's the worst part about it is the fan bases that have to suffer through it. And I do get a small chuckle whenever stuff like this gets said or done. We're idiots. We don't know what we're talking about 99% of the time. But it is so nice and refreshing to see front offices and general managers and be able to point at them and say, you don't know what the hell you're doing either. Like, I think I could do it just as good as you. Like, I'd be a terrible GM, but you're so bad that it makes me think, you know what? I think I could be on par with what you're doing.
Well, look, I think there's...
I can make that trade.
There's fully a world that exists where you could say, Sprague, you don't know 90% of the baseball players in the league, and you don't know anything about advanced analytics in baseball.
Right.
You could definitely tell me that. And I could still tell you, yeah, but if you gave me the job...
I'd figure my way
I
around it.
I could find my way to having two guaranteed contracts next year.
Right, three guys on the roster.
So if I can do that, that means what that guy's doing is way worse.
Who do you even put in your like picture gallery for the season ticket packages that you email out? Like, that's a thing every year for fan bases, right? Remember the year that it was like Ant and not Scoot or whatever we went through in Portland? The year that Dame was going to get traded? Or no, it was I think they had Dame on it, but then Dame requested the trade, but they wanted Dame to be on it. To try and sell more season tickets. Who do the Twins even put on that? Is it just one picture?
I think
of
it's
Buxton?
The two players.
Lopez.
Buxton, yeah.
Buxton and Lopez standing next to each other. Come buy season tickets 2026.
I think what you do is you put the two players and you blow them up and expand them to make
that.
More space.
Is it
space
the anniversary taken? Of one of their World Series teams? Do you go in the way back?
When did they win 90?
No,
when did they win 89?
2026. They won in 90 and 91.
Yeah,
or
yeah that was
92.
When they. That was a long time ago.
Well, it's 25 years.
So that could be 25 year anniversary. Do you do 25 year anniversary? Or 30 year anniversary.
Puckett, and exactly. Then you have the two players. That's right.
Jack Morris.
Jack Morris is out there.
The celebration.
And Byron Buxton. Hey. Does the Metrodome still exist? Can they go play there? Do like a nostalgia night and go play in the Metrodome? Maybe bring some fans back in that way?
Sadly, they blew it up.
God, it's so depressing, man. It's so sad to be those fan bases. This is the other great part about a big sports city, too, that we don't get to experience here. Is that if you're a Minnesota sports fan...
It's Viking season.
It's Viking season, so what do I care about the Twins? Oh, and by the way, Anthony Edwards has been in the conference finals back-to-back years, mm-hmm. and I got that to root for right around the corner.
And the star or the...
The Wild?
The Wilds are...
Yeah, the Wild are relevant every year.
The playoffs.
Every year
and
they're
hockey.
Certain.
Who so, doesn't love hockey in Minnesota?
Like, that's the best part about big sports markets. If you're a fan of that
that's
city,
the other problem with the Twins.
I'm out on the Twins.
Go into irrelevancy.
Yes.
Yeah, the problem
there
with
won't
that,
even be outrage.
Yeah, the problem with what you guys are citing is they're no different, I think, than the San Francisco Giants. Like, they might have their down years. Think about titles in that city.
I mean, it's
Who's
a big
produced
deal.
Them?
Yeah, the history of the fandom in the city.
It ain't
probably
the Vikings,
a lot of Twins fans. Yeah,
it ain't the Timberwolves, no. And it ain't the Wild.
It's the Twins.
It's the Twinkies, and yeah. That was a long time ago. But that, like, it's no Miami's a good example. This the Dolphins and grabbing the city and the fans immediately because of what Shula did. Now Miami Heat came along and gave you some great moments too. But I agree with what you guys are saying. But in a way, I'm like, they're never gonna lose. Full support. In fact, if you polled the city, do you think sports fans, diehard sports fans, choose to watch a Timberwolf game or a Twin game? I still think the Twins have pull.
Yeah, they might. You're not wrong there, like the history of the fandom. What I'm saying is I think it's great to have a market where an organization has to compete for the dollars
oh,
of the fan base.
There,
and
yeah.
That's where it's right. Like you're going right. To get held accountable for this because you're incompetent and in so much debt and you're trading everybody away.
Yes.
That if I'm buying a ticket to a game next year, I'm not buying a ticket to a Twins game. My fandom will never die. I'll always be a Twins fan. But if I'm going to spend my money on going to game, I'm spending my money to go watch Anthony Edwards, man, Justin Jefferson.
I wanted to start the show off with a stat that I just could not believe was real, and it is. Minnesota Twins, two players under contract.
I'm under contract next year, so we got that in common.
So
Twinsies.
Am I.
Hey, I'm under contract.
Hey, three contracts. We beat the Minnesota Minnesota Twins today.
It's really depressing to say that a Portland-based sports radio show has more people under contract next year than the Minnesota Twins.
$440 million
in debt. Now are we going to go Terry McLaurin for next season?
Oh, yeah. I request a trade.
You're going to request a trade?
I don't know.
I think the fan would say, good luck with you on that.
They just grant your wishes.
You want to go somewhere else?
Where do you want to get dealt to? Huh? We'll trade you to Sacramento. How about that?
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to today. I want to start. Huge news. Huge news. The history of something in the NFL
spoke
to me yesterday. And I'll tell you what that is. And we'll have a little fun. A legend back in our life. We'll start with last night's festivities. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you on this Football Friday. We're going next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Many may not remember, but a date in April in 1987 came to my mind last night. I'm watching the Hall of Fame game. And it's the Lions and the Chargers, of course. And a date in April of 1987 popped in my mind. I'm watching football in late July. It's August 1st today. And I remember a moment that is now going to go down in history that many don't think about, but I was reminded of yesterday. In 1987, the San Francisco 49ers were winning Super Bowls. They were the talk of the NFL. They were having a great run in the 80s. They made a nice little trade for a player who was highly thought of as athletic and mobile. And his name was Steve Young, who was brought in to learn and to watch and to maybe one day get an opportunity. Nobody was really sure. He hadn't really accomplished much in Tampa. I'm watching this Chargers team last night, and I'm like, wait a minute. Herbert's not really getting it done right now.
Not winning playoff games.
Chargers just went and made a nice little signing. Athletic player. Big arm.
Yeah.
There's a little Steve Young in what I saw last night from Trey Lance. And if I'm a Charger fan, I'm looking back in history going, when's this guy going to get his shot?
Pressure's on you, Herbert. You better go win a playoff game this year. You're going to be looking over your shoulder the rest of the way, buddy. Franchise quarterback days might be over. I love
my best Colin. That's my best possible Colin.
I'll give you a round of applause on that one. That was well played. That was, I think you just needed one reference to like the economy or something, you know. When you look at the GDP from 2014, it reminds me of what Trey Lance did last night.
Many people are scared off from investing. Not Jim Harbaugh.
Nope, he's going to always invest. You know what they tell you about the stock market? You want to buy low. Where's Trey Lance at right now? He's at his lowest in his NFL career. You buy low, you sell high. The Chargers, a brilliant business move, playing the market.
Do you remember a stock called Microsoft once upon a time?
Nobody was talking about it. And here's Trey Lance. He's your future Microsoft. I mean, that was at least a storyline for me last night in the game. It's meaningless. It's hilarious. I love the reactions. Some of the Collinsworth stuff was laughably bad, and I love Chris Collinsworth. He had a quote at the end of the game where I think he said, people in Detroit might be inclined to overreact to this one and be a little worried about have the Lions lost a step. And I'm like, I don't think that's an actual take. I don't think anybody in Detroit's going to have that take today, but I allow myself some room to be wrong there. At least having Trey Lance be in the game, it gave me something that I was interested to. Like, Kyle Allen does nothing for me. Hendon Hooker is a fun story from 4 years ago or 3 years ago with Tennessee. But
what a great show.
But having like Trey Lance start and be like, how does he look? And then DJ come in after him. It gave me something to keep an eye on for the majority of the night. Because Trey Lance is a fascinating figure in the NFL. The 49ers should have been. The 49ers should have been crippled by making one of the worst trades in the last decade in the league. That's one of the worst trades we have seen.
No doubt.
In the last 10 years.
No doubt.
They missed a chance to get Mahomes. They traded up. They used a lot of capital. They drafted a guy that played 1 year in college football at North Dakota State, and that was it. And he wasn't even that good when he was at North Dakota State. That was their pick. And they got bailed out by the luckiest draft pick of all time in landing Brock Purdy with the Mr. Irrelevant pick. Lance being a talking point in a storyline as a top five pick, the stat of him only starting five games, whatever it was, in 4 years was insane. Like, it gave me something to at least to watch and care about last night.
Swag had sent us a text, and I think this was following the Nico Reed pick six by Kyle Allen, who had two picks in this game.
Nico Reed, former Duck, making his way onto an NFL roster.
Absolutely. Swag sent us a text and be like, Goff better not get hurt. And I didn't respond. I wanted to wait for the show to say this. Could you please find me the franchise in the National Football League whose quarterback gets hurt that you go, they're still okay?
It's just an easy answer. The LA Chargers. Did you see Trey Lance last night?
Again, I will ask the question because if he's playing first team defense, you know that's not an answer.
He's out there balling out, dude. He's running around. He's using his legs.
I'm legitimately asking you, who's the team? Because his text is like, I know he's reacting to it. We're having fun on the group chat about it. But, like, find me the team.
Who's the team with a backup quarterback?
Who you go, oh, this will be okay. You're going to start going, Kirk Cousins, baby?
Is he still in Atlanta if they traded him yet?
Yeah, he's still there. You're not going to find one. That's kind of my point. Like,
no, you're
any
not going
team
to.
Loses their quarterback,
you're
they're
screwed.
Screwed.
You're screwed. It doesn't. You don't survive that. 99.99999% of the time, if your starting quarterback goes down, your season is over.
Yeah,
and that includes the Detroit Lions because, dear God, their backup quarterback play was horrible last night.
There is some real farming dirt last night on social media, and it was pretty funny to watch, and also a little disheartening knowing like how fake all of it was. Like,
yeah.
Bleacher Report Gridiron, their football heavy page, was like, Lions lose 34-7, whatever the final score. Yeah, 34-7. Uh-oh. Is it time for regression?
Here we go. Lost both their coordinators in the offseason.
Get out of here.
They got blown out of the gym. So much for gambling on the Lions in the under. Like, my gambling year in football's off to
what
a good start.
What was the over-under?
33.5.
Oh, Chargers hit it by themselves.
Hit it all by themselves. Yeah. Hell, they almost hit it in the first half of the game, man.
Yeah, they gave them some short fields.
Yeah, when you're fumbling kickoffs and throwing near pick sixes and, you know, dropping punts. They did a lot of that last night. The Lions were a bit of a, you know, comedy of errors.
All jokes aside about the Lions' poor play and Trey Lance having some moments, there were some cool things, I thought, from this game. It was, one, just nice to see some football
on the
screen.
Yeah, just football, man. Having football on, turning the pregame on, it felt good.
And in the pregame, they brought back Brent Musburger.
Yes, one of my favorites.
One of the all-time legends.
He's receiving the Hall of Fame's award for
the media
broadcasting
thing, right?
Media. Yeah, the
which
Pete
he should have got it. Why didn't we do this 10 years ago? What are we waiting on with Brent Musburger?
Well, is he
his
finally...
pregame show was one of the most impactful in the history of the league. He called games forever. Like, he's one of the most known broadcasters
of
the last
finally
half century.
Retired? Did he finally retire from Raiders Radio? I know he did Raiders Radio when they went to Vegas.
Yeah, no, he did the VSiN thing and he was doing Raider thing. That ended, I think, a year or two ago.
I think
ago.
He's finally retired.
So you got to wait till the guy's retired in order to give him this honor?
Sometimes they do that. Okay.
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of stupid things that I've seen the last 2 days where you're like, why is Musburger just now getting this?
Yeah.
Why is Mike Holmgren not in the NFL Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's another great point. A guy who won a Super Bowl and went to another one.
Why did Syracuse just announce they're retiring Art Monk's number? There's a lot of things that don't make sense, Andy.
Shador Sanders' number is already retired, but Art Monk had to wait 40 years? Is that what you're telling me?
Shador got retired before
Shador.
Art Monk did.
Okay,
well, did Art ever officially turn in his retirement papers to the NFL?
He probably thought I could still do this. I'm holding out hope just in case somebody calls me over the next 10 years.
Here was Musburger. He's been interviewed by Maria Taylor. She worked with him at the very end of his SEC football play calling days before he went to VSiN and the Raiders. And she interviewed him, and at the end, she goes, hey, you want to tag us out to tease the game coming up next? And Brent Musburger did not disappoint.
Coming up, it's the Hall of Fame game. It's two contenders. It's the Lions. It's the Chargers. Let's look at their youngsters. Fill out the roster. You're going to have a great game tonight. Oh, by the way, the Lions are favored by a point.
I mean, he's old.
So good.
He nailed it.
So good. Did you see him in the booth in the third or fourth quarter?
Yeah, at the end of the game.
Because it felt like he was making Tirico really uncomfortable with some of the stuff that he was saying.
Well, Tirico has an interesting past.
He does.
And I think Tirico was just trying really hard to lay out.
He just let him do whatever he's going to do. And then they did it. They send it down to the sideline to get Dick Vermeil and Dan Fouts to talk about their former broadcast partner because they thought that wouldn't be as troublesome as listening to Brent Musburger talk about gambling lines for the game.
Well, that was a funny story when he was mentioning he had a meeting with the commissioner of the
Roselle,
NFL,
yeah.
Roselle, and he was like, after 30 minutes of just, you know, pleasantries, like, hey, could you not mention -3 and -7? And Tirico just kind of awkwardly chuckled because he's like, man, look how far we've come in this sport.
Come a bit of a ways. Last night was brought to you by DraftKings.
But the Lions are 1-point favorites.
I mean, he was so spot on, though, in a time in where it was a little more taboo. Well, not a little more. Definitely more taboo.
It was taboo. Way taboo, and the NFL was anti.
Did not want to touch gambling. You can't go anywhere near it. But that's like, even when I was a kid, I remember growing up and watching, you know, walking down to the store with my dad for sports action lines. Like, that was the first thing we thought of every day. We'd look at the paper and say, who's favorite? Who's an underdog? What bets do we like? Like, it's just a fun way to get involved in the NFL. That he was totally spot on of where the future was going to go and the level of interest in it.
Yeah, gambling in sports, gambling specifically in football, much like to me, marijuana growing up in the 90s as a kid in the 90s, like DARE programs, don't do dope.
It was so taboo.
Everybody's parents were smoking weed in their backyard with little pipes, and you're like, dude, like, this is the weirdest thing. These parents are like anti that.
Telling us to not do something that they're doing it every night. I'm confused right now.
Yeah, it was a very weird world to live in, and I think much like that, gambling now here to stay. And so listening to Musburger, just seeing him, I was kind of reminded, like, how 10 years time for that can be for people.
Yeah.
He left our lives. He went to VSiN. He went to Vegas. He did gambling with his, I think, his son. And then he's doing the Raiders stuff. So you kind of fall out of seeing him. And then that 10-year window, when you see him again, you're like, man.
God, I miss him.
Musburger's getting old.
He's getting old. I miss him. And I don't mean this as a disrespectful thing to Chris Fowler, because Chris Fowler is good. I got no beef with Chris Fowler. He's not Musburger, though. Like, if you give me a big-time game in college, national, you are looking live. Like, you just can't.
Oh, and maybe see, it's a nostalgia thing for me. I don't go. I think Fowler's really good.
He's not Keith Jackson. Like, Musburger's not Keith Jackson for me. But if you gave me somebody to call a big college football game, I would take Musburger 10 times out of 10 over Chris Fowler.
Yeah, but I would go. I'd go more like, do you take Musburger or Tirico?
I take Musburger.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. I have a weird thing where I don't comp a Musburger to, like, a Joe Buck. I think those guys, I think there's elite. And I might be on an island here. I think Fowler is elite.
Yeah, I'm not against Chris Fowler. I don't think he's Brent Musburger, though.
I think in 10 years, we could say it's the same.
It's all about the pipes for me, man. He doesn't have the same pipes.
You think Fowler has good pipes?
He's got good pipes. He doesn't have Musburger pipes, man. Oh. Something about Musburger's voice.
He's a different character, for sure.
He's definitely a different character. More straight-laced. He's not pointing out hotties in the stands. I miss the dude, man. Now, boys, if you grow up in Alabama, you find yourself Miss Alabama if you come to Tuscaloosa quarterback.
We got audio from Harbaugh we need to get to, and the actual real cool thing to talk about from that Hall of Fame game is something that we've long been wanting that we finally have in our lives. So we'll get to that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tag Ovalia.
Welcome back in. 6:37. Durin's break with you on this Football Friday. We'll get to the new Youth Sports Fit Committee that was created yesterday.
That might be the best pronunciation I've ever heard. Nice try.
Tua Tagovailoa.
That's basically how I said it the first time I saw it.
You gotta sound it out. You gotta break it into different syllables. You don't say a name like that fast. You gotta interpretate which syllable you want to do first and where the emphasis is.
Somebody had to have tried to spell that out for him. And
phonetically.
He's just like, oh, I'm not following that.
That's definitely the way that it was spelled in his script. He just read it at, quarter speed.
Tua Tagovailoa.
It was tag dash o dash Leah dash
touchdown Ovalia. So Jim Harbaugh's back in our lives again. It's football season, and interviewed pregame. Jim, what do you think of the Hall of Fame game and your experience?
You know, when you're growing up, you just. And football chooses you. You choose football. You have that love. You have that passion. You have that joy for football. And that, and you walk over to the Hall of Fame like we did as a team, and you see all your heroes. I mean, back to George Halas and Jim Thorpe and Bronco Nagurski to Dan Fouts, who's standing there. I mean, just all those kind of emotions start rushing back to you, you know. And then here you drive the bus and you go back in through Canton McKinley High School,
right.
and you walk through the hallways to get to your locker room, and then you start thinking about your high school days, and then we're back out here into the locker room getting ready to play pro football game, and just feel so blessed to, you know, it's almost, I mean, these full circle things are happening, and you know, for our guys, I mean, we got the license, we got the ability to someday you guys got the ability and license to end your career
right.
in Canton with one of those gold jackets. So, yeah, super fired up.
Hog them up, Sikorsky.
Of all the people that we can interview on the show, I think Jim Harbaugh might be number one on my list.
What would your question be to Jim Harbaugh?
I don't even know. I just want to meet him. I want to talk to him. I want to sit in the same room with Jim Harbaugh for like 30 minutes. I don't even know what we'll talk. It doesn't even have to be football related, but I know it would be football related.
That's all. What else would you want to talk about?
I don't think anybody loves football more than – there are a lot of people that love football.
Nobody more than Jim Harbaugh.
Nobody more than him.
You don't think Dan Campbell does?
No.
I think
Dan Campbell loves football. I don't think it's possible to love football more than Jim Harbaugh.
No.
I don't think Jim Harbaugh has a personality outside of football.
I think you're wrong.
You think he does stuff for fun with his family?
He's
spending time with his kids?
And I think he wears football gloves.
He definitely does. He's wearing khakis and cleats and gloves the entire time. I don't think it ever turns off.
So you guys, of all the people in that
Of
sport,
all the people, he's number
he's
one
number
for
one?
Me. He's number
I
one.
I think he's number one.
I think Dan Campbell's a strong number two.
There's a lot of people that are strong runners up, but he's just that little...
Just give me 30 minutes in the same studio
1%
with him. God,
extra
I would love that.
Over the top.
What does Dan Campbell do outside of football?
He seems like at least his wife makes him do funny, like they do family vacations. I think he posts occasionally on social media of activities.
I could see Campbell fishing or hunting or something.
Harbaugh goes and like does RV stuff. He stayed in an RV last year.
When he was at training camp, so he didn't have to go home, so we could be around football more.
He loves his RV.
Yes, at football practice.
Did you guys like Hawkeye? The introduction of Hawkeye finally in our lives?
I did, yeah. I didn't have any issue with it. It's been long, long overdue from the NFL. It's a unique thing every year. One of the reasons I do watch preseason is that I forget about things. Like, I forgot that we tweaked the kickoff rule again.
I freaking was reminded how much
and
I
like,
hate
then they
the
kick off, and I'm like, oh, that's right. We got a dumb new rule on top of the dumb new kickoff, so that's cool. So getting a look at Hawkeye was great. It's just long overdue for the NFL and much needed.
People acting like they, like... just changed the entire sports landscape by introducing that yesterday. I'm like, yeah, they were only a decade late with it.
They've been using that for 30 years.
The pro tennis circuit for years.
I've told you a story before. I was at the first tennis match it was ever used. It was here in Portland.
Yeah, that exhibition thing?
The exhibition thing.
It's a
it
long
was the very
time
first
ago.
Time. They had to like explain to the audience what was... Well, the first time in tennis history we have digital, and they showed it, and people were like, whoa.
How many questionable calls happened before then? Because it's impossible to see everything perfectly if a ball's in or out.
Tennis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
we're going so fast. Yeah, like, I have that point. Yeah. I think that's in.
That's why McEnroe was so pissed.
That was a long ways away, but I think I'll give that one to you. Love. What? That ball was out. What? I mean, I used a tennis reference. Okay. You can't be mad at me there. I used a tennis. Deuce. That's a deuce. Dropped a deuce on you, McEnroe.
I don't think you know anything about tennis.
No. Forte love. Okay. Did I nail it?
You didn't nail it.
I think I nailed it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
I'll put a poll question up. Does Jim Harbaugh love football more than anybody else in football?
Yeah, I think so. He's Jim Harbaugh, man. Anytime he does a press conference, there's behind-the-scenes audio, there's an interview, I'll watch anything Jim Harbaugh related.
It's nice to have him back in our lives.
100% of the time, I will watch Jim Harbaugh.
We'll carry on with some NFL. We have a platypus segment today.
Ooh.
Yeah, platypus segment.
Are we bringing the trophy back?
I wish we did.
We should have the trophy brought out every time we do the segment.
When was the last year that trophy was passed?
I don't know. It was there for like 2 or 3 years.
Because I don't know if my lifetime I ever recall seeing it.
I don't ever remember seeing it.
So it had to have been a little before my time. Definitely got to be in your wheelhouse, right? Like late 80s maybe? 90s? Early 90s?
No,
I think it was older than that.
Well, it was older than that, and then they brought it back.
I don't remember it being brought back.
See, I thought they brought it back like it was late first 90s, awarded early 2000s for like
59 to 61.
Okay,
and then so for 2-3 years
well before me,
and then it was lost for 40 years. Right. It was rediscovered in 2005, yeah. Reintroduced in 2007.
Yep.
What,
you guys remember seeing it?
I remember
it?
That.
Not at all.
I remember it because it was for the like the alumni fan bases or something, and there was, but it only went. It never took.
So the sports bras so and Eugene won the trophy?
Yeah, you would. That was 2007. That was the Justin Roper Civil War that you guys won in overtime.
I need to see them
and
holding
it. And then 2008 was when you guys had roses in your mouth, and that didn't go too well for you. And I don't remember getting a platypus trophy out of that.
Interesting, you had to bring 2008. When
and
I
then 2009 happened, because that would have been the next year after that. Yeah. And that was a big Civil War. I can't remember what the ramifications were, but that was a big-time game. And I'm glad LeGarrette Blount served his punishment well and then, you know, redeemed himself by being able to come back in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
But I also don't remember winning. I just remember the roses after the game. I don't remember the platypus trophy.
That's a good point. It looks here on the last 4 years, according to this, Oregon is ranked 8th in recruiting nationally. What's their record against Oregon State their last 4 years? Oh, it's 2-2. That's weird. It's almost like you guys have underperformed against us. We have a lot more to get into today. We'll get to that platypus segment.
I feel bad for you.
Now the tuna are eating the line.
I mean, yeah. And then you got to play us in Otson this year. So
you know what?
You got that going for you.
We'll
I guess.
Tell you why that's going to change this year.
Good luck.
Damn right, good luck,
dude. Can I tell you about it? Are we against it? Do we got to go?
We are against it. Yes.
I had a freaky dream last night. We can do it next. You got anything planned next?
I wanted to talk about Scary Terry.
What is? We can
you
talk about
get freaky at night. You think about it.
It's not that kind of freaky. It's like, why did my head go there? What am I thinking about?
Okay,
what's wrong with me?
Scary Terry and scary dreams. We'll get to it next on The Fan. Well, look, it might be 2 in the last 5 instead of 2 in the last 4, but you know, there's still 2 in there.
Sometimes you say things so confidently that I just roll with you, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I'm like, wait a minute, what? No, I don't think you've won 2 of the last 4.
You know what happened there?
You had the comeback win in Lanning's first year,
yeah.
And then Oregon won in Mario's last year.
Yep.
And then the year after the blown lead was the last game of Jonathan Smith.
To which that's the one.
You blocked it out of your memory. I don't blame you.
Completely blocked out
31-7. You couldn't really get a first down. That was an ugly final game of the Pac-12 era. And then last year, of course, was 49-14.
Right.
So Oregon's won 3 of the last 4.
Well.
And it does sound like the Platypus Trophy has passed back and forth between the alumni of both schools.
Sure. Why have the players celebrate it?
Why have anything on the field, you know?
It's also no disrespect meant to any alumni on either side. It is easily the worst rivalry trophy that exists. Like, make a new one. Keep the name. Make a new one. Make it cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would lean into the toilet bowl and do something with that.
They're not. Why would they do that?
Just the toilet trophy.
That's not.
This is where we came from. Look where we are now.
Okay, that was
a big
terrible.
Bronze plunger.
Yes! Bronze thank you, Swag. Thank you. It's better than a wooden platypus that we don't even get to see.
Wanted to get to Scary Terry, but yeah. You said you had a scary dream.
I had a very scary dream last night.
Okay.
I don't know what this says about me, what level of sicko I am, so maybe a little help here, a little therapy Friday. Very vivid dream. One of those, like, I remember every detail of it.
Very quickly, Swag, when he tees up, I had scary dream. I don't know what it means.
You want to guess what my dream was?
Oregon's 10-2.
Okay. You want to guess, Swag, what the dream was?
I'm close, aren't I? They were 9-3.
You want to guess what the dream was?
Mateo Uyunglele gets hurt in fall camp.
I mean, you guys are on the right theme here. You're on the right road.
You live such a privileged ass life when this is your scary
dream.
Hold on.
Let me tell you what my scary dream was. It was not 10-2. It was not a Mateo injury, but it did include my beloved Oregon Ducks.
What was it?
Which I love the text we got from Will Darkins at the Fan text line. Good morning, Will. I love you too. I like incredibly vivid. I woke up in like a panic. I had a vivid dream that they lost to Montana State by 30 points. And like every detail of it is crystal clear in my mind. I had something going on, so I couldn't watch the game. I kept like what I was doing. I was running around. The wife was making me run errands.
That's the first red flag.
And I was like, oh, they're playing Montana State. Well, they'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I'll run around with you. We'll do some errands and I'll DVR the game and watch it later. And I vividly remember in the dream, I had this moment where I'm like, the game should probably be close to over. I don't want to wait to watch it on the DVR. Let me check on my ESPN app. And in the dream, I pull up my phone and they're down 38-40. 14 with like 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And I freaked out and I started yelling at her. And I had to run and get close to a TV to watch the end of the game. And there was only 10 people left in the stands because everybody was so pissed.
Well, yeah, at that
and
point.
Like, you're getting killed by Montana State at home. And I woke up in a cold sweat, man. I did. I was like, was that real? And then somebody kept calling me and I realized it was the postgame show trying to get me to come on and talk about the game. And I kept ignoring the calls because I didn't want to talk about my program losing to Montana State. I woke up terrified, man. I don't know what that says about me. But
if you ever get to interview Dan Lanning, you need to see if he has the same dreams.
Yeah, do you have these dreams too? Do you wake up in the middle of the night thinking about losing to Montana State?
He certainly doesn't, because I think they win that game with their third string depth chart.
We would have said that about Idaho last year. No. What's there to talk about? They're playing Idaho. Well, now we need a fourth down in the fourth quarter.
The funniest thing is I remember a moment. This was years ago, so I can share this story at this point. But years ago, Dirt was doing the pregame, and it was a very, very late postgame. It was one of those Pac-12 after dark situations.
Oh, so midnight, 12:30, yeah. They're coming on.
And Dirk comes in on Monday, and I was like, dude, did you end up doing a hit on the postgame? He's like, no. I hit the ignore button. I popped a gummy. I wasn't up on the postgame.
It was 2 o'clock in the morning. They just beat somebody. Who the hell knows who it was? I'm not going on that show.
Yeah.
I want to go to bed.
Not surprised in the least that is your scary nightmare.
It was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying, man. God. I'm worried now about that opener. Now I'm walking. Now, is this like a Final Destination thing? Did I just have a Final Destination dream and we're going to lose to Montana State? That's where my head's at.
That's funny that it's your Final Destination dream.
Not me dying.
Not you dying.
But it could be the death of my football program if they lose that game by 40 points.
Well, I'll tell you, if they lose to Montana State, it might be the death of your marriage. You might scream at your wife, scream her right out of that house.
There's going to be some bad things happening in that household, man. Don't do it to me, Dan. Please win.
It would make a great Monday show, though, I'll tell you that.
God!
Right now.
I've had to come in and do some tough Monday shows in my time. I don't know if anyone would be tougher than that.
Might be a Jim Everett, Jim Rome situation.
That was the part of the end of the dream where I was, like, starting to cook up takes of,
hey,
like...
Hey, Ducky Dirt.
I was doing the whole, like...
Montana State one more time.
One more time! I'm jumping over this table. I start cooking up ideas of, like, well, the Huskies lost to Montana, so at least we didn't do it first. I had to, like, pivot and make fun of other people.
We didn't get into Scary Terry. We'll get into that. We'll get the platypus. We got audio from both Corvallis and Eugene yesterday. Opposite sides of the ball, but very interesting nonetheless what's going to happen. Dirt said something interesting this week I want to get to. And a big pivotal year for Ryan Gunderson and the Oregon State offense. So we'll get to that as well. It's a loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague back hour 2 on 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.